When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to Unbreakable Latina.
Hi guys, welcome back to Unbreakable Latina. This is your host Melina. I hope you're having an amazing day, whatever day you're listening to this on. It is Sunday, it's 8 p.m., it's raining outside. The last thing I wanted to do was to set up my microphone and record. And I love podcasting, pero tenía una hueva. And then I remember it's my 99th episode, so next week will be 100 episodes of Unbreakable Latina. Thank you guys for continuing to support me. Really, truly means so much to me. Ni sé de qué voy a hablar next week, but one thing I want to tell you guys is that the episode might be late because I have a busy weekend ahead of me. It's my mom's 64th birthday, so we're taking her to dinner. We're going to go celebrate. And it's Super Bowl Sunday. I do have a three-day weekend, so I might record on Monday. I want to do a video podcast episode just because 100, it's a big deal to me. So I want to celebrate with you guys, but it might be delayed a little bit because your girl's been busy. If you follow me on Instagram, you've been keeping up with me, or maybe you muted me because I'd be posting. Sometimes I go crazy and post, and other days I don't post anything. But if you don't follow me and you want to keep tabs on what I do, because I'm always on Instagram, go follow me at Unbreakable Latina on Instagram and TikTok. I've been a little more active on TikTok. And you know what's crazy? Sometimes I make those videos like a day in my life and they flop. But then I make a random ranting video about a thought I have or what I'm doing, and suddenly they go viral and I'm at 37,000 views. That's how the internet works. But when I think about it, I also like those random people ranting on TikTok, so I get it. So from now on, I'm going to start recording myself more like that because I have a lot of those moments. I just don't record them. I'm still not used to being the influencer that I'm supposed to be, but I'm getting there. And lately, I've been a little more like, oh, shoot, I should record this random thought that I had. And then that's how I connect with most of you guys. So it's crazy. But anyways, this week, I went on a first date and I matched with this guy on the Chispa app. I was about to delete the app, but then I matched with him and the conversation went well. And then right away, we set up a date. He asked me if I was available on Friday, but Friday was a speed dating. So I was like, oh no, I'm only available basically Wednesday or Saturday morning or Sunday evening. And he was probably like, this crazy girl. But he said Wednesday worked for him. So we met on Wednesday. He sent me a place to go meet up. Went to dinner. He was like 30 minutes late, but we're going to cut him some slack because he drove over an hour away in the middle of traffic at like 7 p.m. So I really appreciated the fact that he didn't make me drive and he drove to me. So that was nice. He matched the energy that was on texting, matched in person. He was tall, he was cute, he was a gentleman. I had a good time. Will there be a second date? I don't know. And a lot of people on Instagram were like, oh my God, are you upset that he hasn't asked you on a second date? I'm not. I literally, the whole point of dating is getting yourself out there. And if it's a match, it's a match. Like, I mean, I always have a good time on dates. There's only been like one date that I didn't have a good time on. But the rest, I always like, I could carry a conversation. And I feel like I'm a lot more social now. So it's always a good time and meeting people is fun. And The thing now that I have noticed is that I go with very, very low expectations. Like, I'm just having dinner with a friend. That's how I think about it. If it's a romantic match, cool. If not, like, I got outside the house, we had some nice dinner, met a new person. It's always cool to interact with different people and see, like, their background and what they believe in and just what hobbies they have. So every time I meet someone new, it's just cool, like, to make connections with people. So that's where I'm at in dating. I'm going with no expectations. So this whole episode is going to be in regards to dating, because I had so many questions of you guys asking me, where did I meet this guy? I also talked about how I have a first date outfit, and the reason I have that, and I've only worn it like 3 times for a first date, but because sometimes you're like, what do I wear? Is it, should I go fancy? Should I not go fancy? I feel like you always have to dress up, depending on what you do, of course, but I like dressing up, having like a little cute dress, some boots or some heels. So I have this dress that I love, so I've been wearing it like 3 times, like I said, on the first date. And I jokingly said that, does anyone else have a first date outfit? And so many people said yes. About a month ago, a coworker of mine and I were talking about dating and how difficult it is to meet people. And she's like, where do you even meet guys? And I'm like, I have no idea. But when you find out, let me know. And we're talking about how she's been on Hinge and I've been on Hinge and then all the other dating apps. And just chatting about how hard it's gotten, and I told her how easy it used to be for me to meet people, like when I was in college, because, you know, you go to big lecture halls and you make the connection with the guy next to you, ask for a highlighter. I don't know, that's just how, the way you meet people, or you go out more and you meet a friend of a friend. And that's how I met like previous boyfriends or people I've dated, by just going out and getting outside. But the problem is that I don't do that too often now, which now I am really going out there and saying yes to everything. So a few days pass, and then my coworker is like, hey, I saw this speed dating event in Rancho Cucamonga, you have to go. And I was like, no, I'm not going to go to speed dating. She's like, just do it. It'll be fun. Like, it'll be a story to tell. Do it for the plot. And I'm over here like contemplating. So I jokingly posted on my story on Instagram. And then a few people comment like, you should go, you should go. And I have contemplated on going to one of these events, because Angela and I had talked about it. But I always was very hesitant, because I kind of knew how it was going to go. And you know me, I'm a brujilla, I can predict stuff. But the whole point of this year is getting outside. So finally, after a couple people were like, yeah, do it. And then I thought to myself, like, what else am I going to do on a Friday night? I usually don't do anything. Like, just go outside, Melina. Do it. You'll have something to talk about. And I did it, so you don't have to. And I convinced one of the girlies that I know to go with me. Which is a funny story, because her and I haven't seen each other in 10 years. We used to date these guys that were best friends, so we kind of double dated a couple times. And it's like a full circle moment. No, I'm just kidding. But I convinced her to go, and she was a trooper. She's like, all right, let's do this. What else do we have to lose? So I left work a little early, because the event started around 6, right? They started checking in people at 6. It was a drive away. It was raining that day. And I wanted to come home and like change after work. I didn't want to go from work to there. I wanted to freshen up. So I came home, I showered, got ready, and then headed out to the event. I met her there. I met this other girl there. And we were all like, oh my God, I don't know what to expect. And on my way there, I was like, what the heck did you just sign up for, Melina? Like, I wasn't nervous, but once I was getting there, I was like, oh, like, what if I'm going to hate it? And I was like, well, if I hate it, I could always leave. But there was a little part of me that thought, this could be my rom-com series. Like, where'd you guys meet? Oh, we went speed dating. We fell in love. It was love at first sight. But when I got there and I checked in and I saw like how it looked, and I'm like, is anyone even going to show up? Because it was pretty empty when I got there. But a lot of people would check in, and then they would go walk around, because it's like a food hall. So people were probably getting, I don't know, a snack or a drink to get pumped up for the event. The event actually, like, the speed dating was going to start at 6:45. So around 6:30, you could start seeing more people come in. And we saw all these girlies, like, kind of like in a buddy system. There's a few girls that look like they went by themselves, but most of them had like 2 or 3 friends with them. As far as guys, there was a couple like groups of guys, but in the group of guys, I could just tell already the type of guy that I was gonna be on a speed date with. And I am gonna try to be really nice, but you guys know I'm honest as hell. So I just thought, like, these are, like, really antisocial guys that came to speed dating. But then I'm like, I'm here too. So shut the fuck up, Melina. Like, be nice. But I kind of had an idea that it was going to be very, very nerdy guys. And there's nothing wrong with nerdy guys. I love me a nerd. But these are, like, people that don't really go outside or socialize at all. So the event started and all the women sat down. The men stood up and then they were like, okay, find a seat. And that's how it's going to get started. It was table 1 through 14. So the first guy that sat in front of me, his name was Bleep. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to say any names. But he sat down. You could tell he was super nervous. And I was just like, all right, I'm interviewing somebody, you know? Like, I'm just going to be cool, keep it cool. Like, what's your name? What's your age? Where are you from? Like, typical, like, 411, okay? And then this guy and I were talking, and then he started asking me, like, what are your political views? And that caught me by surprise. But, I mean, it is important, I guess. But I just didn't expect it to get there so fast. And then after that question, he asked me, I just want to ask you if you want to have children. Never in the years of dating that I've had in my whole entire life has someone asked me that right away. And I was just so like, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe, yeah, like if I meet the right person. Like, oh, okay, because that was a problem in my previous relationship. That's what, so he started like venting to me about his previous relationship. We talked about interest rates. I had never had that. So the whole date lasts 7 minutes. And they gave us like the sheet where we could take notes, the name of the person, the age. I don't know if I said that before. But they gave us a sheet and I wrote his name, his age. And he's like, I feel like it's kind of rude to write notes in front of somebody. And I'm like, oh, yeah, huh? But then what if I forget about you? So then I just wrote interest rates on the note. And then the date ended and I was like, oh, my God, thank God. It can only get better from here. The next guy that I had, let me try to remember who it was. Jeez, I can't even remember who it was. But I believe it was this, like, guy. He was cute. But as soon as he started talking, like, he looked at me, like, he gave me Dexter vibes, and he was just staring at my hands, and then he was telling me about his job and how he just quit, and it was just, like, very awkward. There was a lot of awkward silences, and I usually am not speechless, but this guy, like, made me feel, like, this type of way. Like, I just felt very, like, uncomfortable. Because just the way he was looking at me, like, I felt like he was, like, I don't know. It was too much, and I'm glad that one ended. The next guy was really nice. He was a little gamer guy. He's like, I just love playing video games. And then, I don't know, we talked about, like, your favorite food, and he was just telling me what his favorite food was. I was like, oh, do you cook? I don't know, just asking random questions. Literally, I was just like, I'm having a conversation with a random stranger, whatever. And then he goes, oh yeah, like, I'm learning how to cook, but you know, I don't really like touching meat. Like, it's just so slimy. So we were talking about slimy meat. I know. Where your mind is going, don't think about it. But that's what we were talking about on a first date. And I was just like, this cannot be happening to me. And there was a few moments of awkward silence as well. And then the next guy was that last guy with the slimy meat, his friend. And his friend was this little short dude, and he was kept calling me bro. He kept calling me dude. And if you know me, you know I hate when men call me bro or dude. I cannot stand it. I don't care if you're my friend. Do not call me bro. Do not call me dude. Let alone on a date. He's like, yeah, bro, like in the pandemic, dude. And it's so crazy. Like, I just want to live my life. And like, I don't even care about getting into debt. And I was like, are you serious right now? Like, this is really what you're saying? I'm like, well, he probably doesn't care about this date anyways. And I was just like, oh, okay, well, like, I just started asking him random questions. I don't even remember what I asked. So we're already at date 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh no, my second date was this really, really, really strange little guy. And we had seen him, my friend and I, and I was like, oh my God, is he here for the event? And you could just tell he's like, I don't know. This sounds really mean, but it's like those, the movie typical nerdy guy that can't even look at you. And most of the men couldn't look at me in the eye, okay? Except the creepy one. But the guy that I had, this one was one of the weirdest ones. He kept on like looking to the side, like my side of my face, and like staring at the curtain behind me, and just kept laughing and giggling that way. I feel so bad, but I have to be honest with you guys. Like, this guy was like, I'm like, oh, what do you like to do for fun? And I'm over here like, okay, obviously this is not my person, because definitely not. And he's like, I'm like, what do you like to do for fun? He's like, I like to karaoke. And he just said a lot of weird things. But that was probably the one that I was like, wow. But I expected that. When I saw him, when he sat down, I could tell that he was just not comfortable in the situation. And I don't want to be an asshole, because these people are putting themselves out there as well, just like me. But this is my honest review. It's just, I would never do this again. I had, I think, how many dates is that? Like 5, 6, 7. I don't know. So my last date was this guy that I was like, wait, I saw you before. You're the one that gave me my drink, because they gave you a drink ticket. He was a bartender. And I was like, weren't you just the bartender? And he's like, oh yeah, they needed one more guy, so here I am. But he looked like he hated his life, and he couldn't believe that they put him to work to do that. And I mean, we just chatted up, and he was telling me about his travels and like how he likes hiking and all this stuff. But you could tell he was like not there for that, you know? And I mean, what a trooper for getting in there and doing that. But once that date ended, I was like, I need to get out of here, because I don't think it's going to get any better. And am I a jerk for leaving? Yes, I'm a jerk for leaving. But there's also this part of me that was like, why am I going to waste somebody's time? If I leave, then that means that that bartender doesn't have to be in that situation anymore. So I took one for the team and left during our break. I didn't have the rest of the 7 dates. Would I do this again? Probably not. Before I left, I was on TikTok like looking up speed dating events and like experiences, and it was divided. There were some people that were like, oh, it was great, I met so many wonderful men. I think it depends what area you live in, what age range, because I feel like this one was a big age range. Like, I forgot what it was. I think it was like 27 to 40, which I think is a pretty big gap. Oh, I do remember now, I had another guy that I went on the speed date with, and he just couldn't look at me in the eyes. Like, I would look at him and he would look down. So I mean, overall it was a 1 out of 10 experience. And like I said, it was mean that I left, but I also didn't want to stay there, because I thought I could go somewhere else and have a laugh and have some dinner, or I could stay here and hate it for the rest of the time and waste people's time. So since the bartender was the extra guy too, I was going to even it out by people that actually wanted to be there. And I took one for the team, okay? So that's my overall dating experience. I was in shock that I did it, first of all. I'm proud of myself for putting myself out there, but also it was very traumatizing. And it's funny because I made a video about it, because I was going to talk about it. I wish I would have recorded when I left, but I was just like, oh my God, like, what the heck that just happened? And overall, I will never do that again. I would much rather shoot my shot to a stranger at Target or at a bar or anywhere outside. I found a new appreciation for dating apps, because you get to see people's prompts and they're not that bad. And it's funny because I saw a video on TikTok about a girl saying that after she went to a speed date, that now she found a new appreciation for people on the dating apps. Because at least there you show a little bit of your personality. I mean, you could be faking it, right? But you see if you have common interests, if you like the same music, or if your typical Sunday looks the same. And the prompts help you a lot to identify if someone is going to be a match. And I don't know, it's like a pre-screening. And I feel like maybe there's other better organized speed dating events. This one I feel like was whatever. I don't know. It was like the first time they hosted one, so I don't know if it was that. I have no idea. I've never done this. If you have gone to a good speed dating event, let me know, or a bad one. Let me know your story. I would love to hear it, because I had been contemplating on doing speed dating for a long time. Angela and I had talked about it. We had seen a couple posting, but I just had a feeling it was going to go like this. And sure enough, it went just like I thought. But don't let me discourage you from going out there in the world, maybe meeting your significant other in a speed dating event. Or if you have met your significant other in a speed dating event, please let me know. Because I'm really curious to see if there's actual people that match on those speed date events and their success stories. All right, look, I know a lot of friends who have met their significant others on dating apps and they're in love and it worked out and sometimes it just works out. So I'm not saying that dating apps are bad and I'm not saying they're amazing. They're in the middle, but I think if you keep going on dates and you keep meeting people, there's a chance you might meet someone you really like. So, a couple tips I have for dating apps is be yourself. Don't pretend to be someone you're not. Be true to yourself. Like, one thing that I have learned is to be honest and upfront about what you want. I prefer the dating app Hinge because it has prompts. It also has like a lot of good information, like do they have children, do they want children, what their political views are, what their religion is, ethnicity, age, location. It has a lot of good info. And the thing that I find a red flag though is when people don't fill out everything. And when I say everything, I mean like the more important things, like your age, or do you have children, do you not want children, about what you're looking for. And my biggest pet peeve also is when men put that they're still trying to figure out their dating goals. Like, then why are you here? If you're just there for something casual, then just say that. What else? I hate when people don't have clear pictures. I love it when people show me who they are in their profile. Whenever I match with somebody, I used to be the type that kept on going with the conversations on the apps. My new move is telling a guy, hey, here's my number. If you want to set a date up, I really enjoy talking to you. Have a good night or have a good day, whatever. And right away, that has worked every time for me, where they're like, okay, well, what day are you free? And I give them my availability. If you're not comfortable giving your number, give your Instagram. I always suggest to all my friends to add people on Instagram because your Instagram says so much about you. There's been so many times where I've added guys on Instagram and it got the immediate ick. And am I judgy? Yes, but your social media says a lot about you. For example, if you're not someone that parties and then you're matching with someone that's always drinking every weekend, posting videos of like getting drunk and drinking and driving, that's an immediate ick for me. Also, your following. If you follow a bunch of like OnlyFans people or like pages of nudie girls, like that's not the vibe that I want. And am I judgy? Yes, I am. But you could see, you could look, but you don't have to follow, amigo, okay? I'm just saying that's an ick for me. What else? If a guy tells you he doesn't have social media, sometimes there's been exceptions where I'm like, okay, whatever, cool. Do you have a LinkedIn? And that makes me feel a little more comfortable. Okay, this is the true person they say they are. They work where they say they work. I appreciate a LinkedIn. There was this guy that I dated in the beginning of my dating days, and he didn't have any social media. And it wasn't really a red flag to me because he just explained that he didn't like it. But I found articles of him and his job, and I was like, okay, he's legit. He had LinkedIn. But at the same time, there's a part of me that's like, well, why don't you have social media? What are you hiding? Especially our generation, because everybody has social media. If my mom has Facebook, I know most people my age do have Instagram or some sort of social media. So sometimes I find that fishy, but there's been a couple exceptions where I'm like, okay, cool. At least you have LinkedIn. So that's a pass for me. There's this website called truepeoplesearch.com where you can reverse look up a phone number. There's been times where I reverse look up a phone number and I know that it's a Google number. And if you feel comfortable giving a Google number, that's fine. But I feel like the reverse search, I use it all the time. And it tells you like where they live, what their age is. I've found a couple people that lied to me about their age on there. And it's pretty legit. When you go on these dates with these stranger people that you're meeting online, make sure you tell your friends, send your location. I always send pictures of who I'm going on a date with, their phone number, where they work at. I try to gather as much information as I am. And maybe that makes me sound like a psycho, but I'm not a psycho. I just feel like I'm very aware of what goes on in the world. And there's a lot of people that go out and don't even like check the stuff. Like, I always check who I'm going with, and then I see like their Instagram, like, right, if it's real, if they have real friends commenting on it, then I feel more comfortable going. I will not go on a date if I feel uncomfortable. And please do not go to these strangers' houses on the first date. I mean, if you're willing to risk it all, go for it. But I'm not that type of girl that would do that, but I also like going to dates where I know the area. And if I don't know the area, I will go there a little earlier and just scope it out, scope out exits. And if you go on a date and you feel uncomfortable, you could always go up to the staff at the restaurant, at the bar that you're at, have them walk you to your car, make sure you park in a well-lit area. These are all just tips for going out on the dating apps, because apparently now I'm a fan of the dating apps. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I know I was all over the place, but so many of you want to hear my dating story and talk about dating apps. I hope I answered all the questions that I've gotten. Like I said, Hinge has worked for me. Chispa apparently works. The other apps I haven't really been a fan of, but I mean, I hope that you guys put yourself out there and don't be afraid to try new things like me. You live and you learn. I lived and I definitely learned. I had such a busy weekend. Like I said, this whole year I said I was going to get outside. So I've been doing that. I'm super tired now that I've been going on and on. I did go to brunch on Saturday with Estrella, who has Cafecito con Estrella. And she was so sweet. And we talked a lot. We related so much. So shout out to you, Estrella. Thank you for meeting up with me. I was thinking like, oh my God, like we didn't take a picture, but we're so into our conversation that we're just talking about all things like podcasting and creating. It was really nice to connect with her. I spent time with my sister. We helped my aunt at her work event at the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood. It was very glamorous. I saw Marilyn Monroe. We helped her with her event, and it was just nice because family helps family. And I am so tired. I'm not looking forward to a long week of work, but I am looking forward to next weekend. So I hope you guys have an amazing week. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Tell me what you think about this episode. Am I a jerk? I'm just kidding. I feel bad like talking all this shit, but it is what it is. I said I was going to be honest. I was going to give you guys a review. And here I am. A lot of people didn't get the joke when I made that video on Instagram. They're like, well, you're missing, you're not telling us details. Well, that's because I was going to do it on the episode, because who am I if I'm not making content for the podcast? I hope you have an amazing week. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.